Hello there.
I'm Justin Miles, and this is the City Church Daily Podcast. Well, let me start off with a big, happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. I hope you're wearing green, and if you're not, don't worry. Most people should be at least 6 feet away from you this year, right? So no pinching. No pinching. Can you guys believe that we're over halfway through Lent? Goodness, I hope you're persevering despite the discomfort, despite the struggle. And in just a few moments, I want to share with you a special liturgy. But first, just a few thoughts and observations, especially about discomfort. So, if you Google Tulsa plus March 17th plus 2020, you'll see that it was exactly 1 year ago today that Mayor Bynum issued a civil emergency, ordering the shutdown of businesses and prohibiting dine-in services at restaurants. 1 whole year. Honestly, time has simultaneously flown by and ground to a halt since then, right? Well, if you've ever been to City Church, you'll know one thing we are incredibly blessed with is an abundance of healthcare workers. Nurses, doctors, physical therapists, PAs, med students. When it comes to those in the medical field, we honestly have an embarrassment of riches. So, to that end, on this St. Patrick's Day, I want to spend the next few minutes thanking, praising, and remembering all those modern saints. The COVID ICU nurse, the respiratory therapists, the lab technicians, chaplains, support staff, everyone who ever felt God was calling them to care for others, and who over the last year have put their lives on the line, who have fought for us and our loved ones, who have seen more loss than anyone ever should. They come back day after day to make sure those of us who have been afflicted have the best possible chance to overcome. This liturgy was first shared with us at City by Jonathan and Chrissy Gates. Chrissy is one of those medical professional heroes, and they were the first people I personally knew that contracted COVID. And just a few weeks later, when I contracted it, they were also the first people to offer help and care. I will be forever grateful to them for that. And to all those within our congregation and throughout the city of Tulsa who have selflessly put themselves on the line over the last year, this is a liturgy for you. A liturgy for healthcare workers. O healer and restorer of life, we are weary. You have called us into work that at times feels like more than we can bear. We have seen a devastating amount of people die. We have sat at the bedsides of patients struggling to breathe. We have held up phones for loved ones to say goodbye. We have come home exhausted and discouraged as the end does not seem near. God of Jacob, cast your gaze upon us. See our sorrow and our tears. You promised that when we pass through the waters, you will be with us. And though the rivers rage, they will not overwhelm us. And though we walk through fire, we will not be burned. But we only have so much energy, only so much compassion, only so much endurance to carry on in our own strength. Therefore, God of all comfort, turn and be gracious to us, for we cry to you and only you. Refuge and strength, renew our trust in you until we mount up on the wings of eagles. Man of sorrows, lead us in lament. You are well acquainted with grief. When we are empty, would you lead us to your wellspring of living water? When we are hopeless, would you lift up our eyes to see the unseen? When we are lonely, would you give us life-giving communities to remind us that we are not fighting alone? And when we are on the front lines, would you protect us from the virus and keep it far from our bodies and our families? Would you heal the sick, both physically and spiritually, as they cope, often alone, in bare hospital rooms? Would you give us the words to speak to patients and families who are grieving? Would you give us the wisdom to discern the best treatments and ways to serve? And would you grant us perseverance, even as we're burning out and daily bearing the suffering of others? We thank you for the patients who have recovered, and we grieve for those who have not. We thank you for the researchers seeking treatments and vaccines, and we ask you to guide them in the right direction. We thank you for our leaders who are doing their best, and we pray for an outpouring of both unity and wisdom. We thank you for this drought, O Lord, though we confessed we are discouraged. Even now, in our lament, we wait for you. More than watchmen wait for morning. Even now in our sorrow, we learn the way of gentleness through your humble heart. Even now in our despair, we hope in a better future, believing you are making all things new. And even now in our weakness, we are oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. O God, who holds our times in your hand, we ask that you hasten this pandemic to a swift end. May a period of rest, peace, and bounty follow when the days of mourning are ended and we are restored to life. Amen and amen. This comes from the Church of the City of New York. You can find it at liturgies.nyc. Thanks, and see you soon.